Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
I'm coming. Quiet, Major. Quiet now, please. That's a good Major. Oh, be good. Shh, it's all right, Major. Go on, go on. Now go on back to sleep again. I'm coming. Stop ringing. Oh, get out of my way, you chair. Mom, I thought you were David. Why'd you ring the bell? You woke the dog up.
This is a fine welcome. Where is that monster? Don't let him jump on me, please. And why should David come home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
You make me dizzy. One question at a time.
It's contagious.
Come on in, but quietly, please.
I am not in the habit of stamping. What is all this? Now I know. Claudia, has the dog turned vicious? He didn't bite you, did he?
Don't be silly, Mama. He doesn't have to bite. All he has to do is bark, and he scares people to death. Mama, come in now. I want to tell you what happened yesterday when I brought him home.
Mm-hmm.
You know the revolving door downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was revolving today. I mean, yesterday it was revolving. You know, like it wasn't flat open like it sometimes is.
And?
Well, we got in all right, and then just as we started to go forward, the door hit him from behind.
I get the picture. He didn't like it.
That is an understatement, Mrs. Brown. I hate to brag about my own dog, but his reactions were not normal.
What do you mean?
Instead of jumping forward so we could have been in the lobby, he just stops. Just stops dead.
He just stops.
He tried going backwards, it hit him in the nose. Whichever way he went, the door hit him in the other end. He didn't get mad or anything. He just sat down.
And?
And people inside the apartment wanted to get out. People outside wanted to get in.
And nobody got anywhere.
Not for a long time. I was very mortified.
Well, where is he now?
Gone to sleep, I hope.
Oh, well, you look like you could stand a little rest yourself. You look terrible.
We didn't sleep much all night.
You look like you had three small babies all at once.
The word is triplet. I feel like it, too.
Well, what's wrong, Claudia? Tell me.
Nothing's wrong. I've never been happier in my life. Neither's David.
Then why is he coming home in the middle of the afternoon?
I phoned him, too.
In words of one syllable, why?
To help me take Major out.
Can't he go out by himself, a big dog like that?
No.
Fine time to find it out. Why can't he?
I'm getting to it. Don't wake him. Shh. I guess he must be getting used to your voice by now.
I'm flattered.
Here's David, thank goodness. Oh, darling, you're wonderful. You got here in no time. What'd you do, fly?
Yeah, I had to fly out of a meeting. Where is he?
Oh,
how is he?
Beautiful, gorgeous. I'm more crazy about him every minute. Darling, he knows you.
Sure, he knows me. Hi, you old fella. Hello, Major. What? There you are, old boy. Good old fella.
Hello, David.
Oh, hello, Mother. Isn't this some pup, huh?
Some household. Be careful of that lamp.
That's Mr. Tucker's second lamp he busted today. Mama, I have a whole list of things you have to buy that he broke.
Are you helpless?
I can't leave him, and I can't take him either.
What is all this? Has he an allergy to fresh air? If so, you're in an even worse mess than I thought.
We'll get him out all right, don't you worry. Did he eat his lunch, Claudia?
Everything in the house. All the rest of the hamburger. He craved more, so I gave him a couple of raw eggs and a can of beans, too.
Oh.
It was all I had, and he adored it.
Come on. Where's his leash? Want to go out, old fella? Come on, old boy.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll go with you.
Did you get the cod liver oil?
I ordered it over the phone. It hasn't come yet.
Well, why does Claudia need cod liver oil?
Well, she doesn't. She's strong as a horse. It's for the dog.
I'm going home.
Hey, don't you like him? Come on, Major. Come on, old boy. Say hello to your nice mother-in-law.
I am not his mother-in-law.
That's right. What am I talking about? You're his grandmother.
Licking my hand. Stop it, will you? That's my glove.
Well, give it to him. He just wants to play.
And I want my glove. David, what's gotten into you? You're both acting like imbeciles over that dog. And coming home in the middle of the day, how do you expect to earn enough to feed him?
Well, this is an emergency, Mama. He hasn't been out yet.
He must have.
Well, you mean he should have.
Wasn't he out last night?
Well, Claudia brought him home late, and he didn't seem anxious to. It was raining. He doesn't like
rain. And this morning, what didn't he like this morning?
Well, I wanted to take him for a walk before breakfast, but I had an early appointment, and Claudia said she'd do it.
Well, why didn't she?
You'll see why I didn't. Here's his leash. Come on. Come with us, Mama.
I don't see much pleasure in staying here by myself.
She loves the dog, David, but she's too proud to say so.
Sure she does. She's going to spoil him to death.
Huh.
Come on, old boy. That's a boy. Hey, don't knock me over. Look, he wants to go out.
Well, naturally. Why, you two children didn't take him out before
I told you.
Now, Major, I don't want the whole household to know you're awake.
The whole street knows it after last night. He made himself night watchman of the entire neighborhood out the window. Every time anybody walked past, he barked.
You'll have to get rid of him.
Over my dead body.
Over my dead one, too.
Oh, you're mad, both of you. Why don't you use the elevators?
He doesn't like elevators. Besides, we don't want to call too much attention to him.
David could put him in his pocket.
Now, don't be bitter, Mother. Here we are, Major. Come on. Come on down the steps, old boy.
Well, right. Go on.
Come on, old boy.
Why is he stopping?
That's why. He doesn't like steps either.
Come on, old boy. Come on.
I'm beginning to see.
You push from the back, Claudia. I'll pull.
He doesn't move. He's nailed to the floor.
Somebody must have frightened him about steps. Come on, you big sissy.
But what are you going to do? He can't stay in the apartment day after day without a breath of fresh air, the poor thing.
Isn't she cute? We'll get him some air, Mother. Don't you worry. Here we go, Major. Come on.
David, you can't carry him.
That's what you think. Here we go, Major. Up we go.
You're serious,
he weighs 300 pounds.
Only 150. Come on, he loves it.
You know, he seems a little quiet. For Major.
Yes, he's burning our candle at both its ends. He keeps us up all night, and then he sleeps in the middle of the afternoon.
Well, it wasn't such a bad idea. After Major settled down, we got a bit of a nap before dinner, too, didn't we?
It was fun to take a nap in the middle of the afternoon, like Sundays.
I'm a respectable architect. Don't expect me to make a practice of it. Say, Claudia. What did you do with Mr. Tucker's goldfish? Did you put him in the globe with the other one?
No, he's right there on the table by the window.
Is he?
The bowl is.
Exactly. But it's empty.
David, that was the noise we heard last night.
Which noise?
Don't
take your choice.
Don't you remember? You heard water or something, and we prowled all over the house looking for...
Yeah.
Oh, the poor fish.
Oh, I really don't think Major likes fish, darling. I think he was just thirsty and inhaled the fish by accident.
Carnivore oil would be better and a lot less expensive. I'll have to tell Mama to add one tropical fish to the list I gave her.
Maybe you better get two. We ought to have a spare just to be on the safe side.
That's the house telephone.
Here, I'll talk to those people downstairs. What's the matter with them anyway? The pup hasn't made any noise tonight at all. He's been asleep ever since supper.
He jumps in his sleep. Maybe that's it. So you better let me talk to him, David.
Sure, go ahead.
Hello? Who? For us? Oh, I see. We'll send him up.
Who was it?
That's funny, David. A Mr. Morgan in the lobby to see us.
We don't know anybody by the name of Morgan, do we?
Morgan. Sounds awfully familiar, but I just can't place it.
Probably somebody wanting to sell us a vacuum cleaner or an encyclopedia.
They only do that in the daytime. Morgan. Where did I hear that name?
There he is now. Better hold Major, Claudia. I'll open the door.
I beg your pardon. This Mr. Norton?
I can't hold the dog, David. Quick!
Look out there. The dog won't bite, but he'll probably knock you over.
And now, Major, old boy. You glad to see me, old fellow?
He acts like he knows you.
Of course he knows me. I am, Major. Quiet down, old boy.
No, you're that, Mr. Morgan. Now I remember.
What Mr. Morgan?
The Mr. Morgan that Major belongs to.
I thought he belonged to us.
Down, Major, old fellow. Now, lie down. That's a good boy. Well, look here, Mr. Norton. I'm most awfully sorry about this. I do trust you won't mind giving him up.
Give him up?
Well, that's rather a blow, Mr. Morgan. Of course, if there's been any misunderstanding about price, I'd be more than willing to...
Oh, but look here, it was never a question of money. It was just a question of finding a good home for him.
The apartment is awfully small, Mr. Morgan, but... We do love him, and he'll have every convenience,
yeah,
even if we...
I'm sure of that, Miss Norton.
Then why do we have to give him up?
Truth of the matter is, my wife doesn't like dogs. And by gad, a man oughtn't to be separated from his dog just because a woman doesn't want her house, mister.
Well, you have something there, Mr. Morgan.
Yes, what's a house compared with a dog?
Exactly.
think I'm beginning to understand. You want Major back. Is that it, Mr. Morgan?
Well, frankly, I'm at your mercy. Of course, if you'd had him any length of time, I wouldn't feel right in asking you, but...
It's only been overnight, but feels like forever. I just can't let him go.
Now, look here, Claudia. We might as well be sports about it. Mr. Morgan's right. No man ought to be separated from his dog.
I know I wouldn't let anybody separate me from you, David, so if Major wants to go back to Mr. Morgan... Major, do you want to go back?
I guess that settles it.
I say... You are sporting about it, you two.
No, I'm not. I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, I say.
No, it's all right. Let her go. She'll get over it. You've got a pretty swell pup there, Mr. Morgan. It's a pleasure to have known him, even for a short time. Sort of makes a man realize what he's missing.
If you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Norton, watching you and Mrs. Norton just now, well, it... sort of makes me realize what I've been missing, too. Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Morgan. So long, Major.
David?
Yes, dear, I'm coming.
Major gone?
Yes, he's gone. Poor chap.
Why, poor chap? He wanted to go in spite of old Hamburger.
I wasn't talking about Major, Claudia. I was talking about Mr. Morgan.
He has his dog back.
But he hasn't got you.
Oh, David. Do you love me as much as that?
As much as that and a million times more.
Isn't it funny? Major stayed just long enough to cement our marriage.
And break a lamp, eat a goldfish, and a few other things.
The place does seem awfully big and empty without him, doesn't it?
Never mind, darling. It'll get small again in the morning when I start to shave.
All story material used in this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. And now, Claudia.
Want some help with those packages, Claudia?
No, thanks, Mama. Half the fun of going shopping is carrying your own packages, like presents.
No one ever calls spinach a present. Watch where you're going.
Look, Mama, there's a new building going up. Hey, let's watch, shall we?
Claudia, come on, stop gaping. We're in people's way.
But it's the only place where we can really see.
Well, if you must watch, do it from the sidewalk behind the fence. They have holes bored for curious people like you.
I'm not just ordinary curious.
No. Who are you curious like?
Like the wife of an architect. You're not exactly looking away either, Mama. Who are you curious like?
Like the mother-in-law of an architect.
Oh?
Look down there at that steam shovel. The men are moving away. They must be going to blast.
Oh, how I hate that. Here, take my spinach quick so I can close my ears.
I will not. I want to close mine.
No more wall. That's what David meant.
What's what David meant?
Well, he said he was glad he was in the war. Seeing so much destruction, he said he was glad that he was building now, not tearing things down.
I guess there is a great feeling of satisfaction in knowing that you're helping people have a nice home.
Oh.
Tired?
Nope. I always have to yawn when I watch that steam shovel open its mouth. Well, we better be getting on if I'm going to have dinner ready for David when he comes home. Say, Mom, I wonder when that building will be finished. Maybe David and I can get an apartment in it.
It hasn't even been started.
Well, I guess Mr. Tucker's will have to do for the time being. Mama, look.
What now?
The supermarket, they have a special on steak today. Let's get some.
With all the steak you two eat, I don't see how David or you can look a cow in the face.
Well, living in New York, you don't see many cows. Watch the door, Mama, so you don't get caught.
I don't get caught. Awfully crowded in here today. Think we'd better take our own shopping baskets, don't you?
Yeah. I have almost enough now to fill one up. Guess it wouldn't be honest from another store, though, would it?
Claudia?
Yes?
Who's that woman looking over here and nodding?
Where?
The bread counter, see her?
The one next to the white bread?
That's the one. See, she's still smiling at us.
She thinks she knows us. Smile back at her, Mama.
I am.
So am I. She looks nice. Looks like an apple or somebody's mother.
I don't see what one has to do with the other.
Nothing, it hasn't. I think I'll take a sack of oranges. David could live on orange juice.
He probably has to.
He does not. I'm improving by the minute.
Anything else in vegetables, fruits?
Yes, I want some milk. Look at that cheese. Mm. Oh, would I love to have a big icebox like that at home. You want some milk too, Mama?
Mm, one bottle, thanks.
I think I'll take two. We're twice as many as you. Say, that's a poem.
I don't see how on earth you're going to carry all that stuff home.
Oh, I'm not through yet. Look, there's the special steak.
You better close the refrigerator door before you go. I understand the management frowns on letting out the cold.
Oh, it's too hot in here anyway. Don't they want people to keep cool? Oh.
What's the matter?
It's not exactly a steak. It's a salmon steak. Well, if I cover it with onions, maybe David won't be able to tell the difference.
The bones are smaller. Are you really going to get some?
Are you?
Not me, thank you. I don't like salmon.
Neither do I. The sign says enormous saving, and I haven't done any enormous saving since we've been married. I guess this is good a time to start as any.
Do you know how to fix it?
Must be in the cookbook, isn't it?
Suppose people are still eating salmon. I doubt if David will, though.
Sure he will. Nice salmon like I fixed.
Yes, ladies?
Nothing for me, thank you.
I'll have the special.
Salmon steak? How much?
How much is enough, Mama?
A little bit is too much for me. A pound ought to be enough for you and David.
I'll have 2 pounds, please.
Expecting company?
No.
Why so much, then?
How can I economize on leftovers if there aren't any?
1 pound is enough, and there'll be leftovers from that.
2 pounds of salmon steak, lady?
Yes.
Anything else?
That'll be all, thank you.
Pay the cashier on the way out.
You've got enough there for a week. Here, go in this way. There isn't so much of a line at the second cashier's.
Just wheel the wagon over here, miss.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I need some bread.
Ever hear about the straw that broke the camel's back?
No, you only told me about needles and haystacks. Look, there's our friend who thinks she knows us on the other line.
Still smiling.
She must be nearsighted. Maybe I ought to let her know we're not who she thinks we are.
Maybe we are. Maybe she's not who we think she is.
You suppose we ought to tell her?
You're next, miss. Basket's on the counter, please.
There. I'll slide it over.
Thanks. There you are. $4.78.
Gee, that's a lot of money. I don't see how they added up so fast. Think they made a mistake?
This here machine don't make no mistakes, lady. I show you how it works, only I ain't got time. You're holding up the line. $4.78.
Do you have 3 pennies, Mama?
Here's a nickel.
I have a nickel. I need 3 more pennies. Oh, never mind. I'll break the nickel.
Come easy. Go easy. Next.
Here you are. Put all this in one bag, would you please? What's my check?
$2.27, lady.
Oh, Claudia, let me have those 2 cents you have left over from the nickel.
My, when you break a nickel, how it flies.
Thanks. Next, please.
Ready, Claudia?
Yep.
I seem to have one more hand than you. I'll push the door.
You know, maybe I should have taken only 1 bottle of milk, Mama.
Heavy?
Heavier than I thought it would be.
Don't look now, but we're being followed.
I can't turn this spinach to sticking out too far. Anyone we know?
Mm-hmm. That nice woman who thought she knew us.
Watch the curb we cross here.
How can you tell with that spinach waving across your face?
It's like peeking through the grass.
You look quite silly. You should have taken the salmon home and had the rest delivered.
I thought of that, but I hate waiting for things. We better hurry. The light's changed to green. It's almost the color of the spinach. I never noticed that before.
That's because you never had a piece dangling in front of each eye before. Makes you look very rakish.
Mama, what do you suppose they put in grocery packages that makes them get heavier?
Mostly milk bottles. I turn here. Don't you want me to give you a hand? My package is pretty light.
No, thanks. I can manage. Goodbye, Mama. I'll phone you tomorrow.
Goodbye. Be careful.
I'll be able to see our house out of the corner of my eye if I walk straight ahead. Darn.
I help you, Mrs. Norton.
What?
I say I help you, Mrs. Norton. You live in my house.
Oh, thanks. I'll pick up the broken glass and the milk bottle and wrap it in paper so nobody else gets hurt. Guess I was carrying too much.
I got the salmon, too, on the sale.
You did?
Out! You caught yourself, Mrs. Norton. Stick the thing in the mouth. I come upstairs with you and help you.
How do you know I was Mrs. Norton?
Bertha is my name. My husband Fritz is here, superintendent of the house where you and Mr. Norton live. I saw you when you moved in.
Oh, Mama and I wondered who you were when you were smiling at us.
And you smiled back so nice. You got no glass in the cup, have you?
I don't think so. It's not bleeding very much anyway. I can carry those two packages, all right.
Oh, it's nothing. You only live on a second floor here. I hold the door. You stick the thing in the mouth like I told you.
I can't. I have no hands left.
I carry your bundles for you, Mrs.
Oh, thanks. Should we take the elevator or walk? I usually walk.
I like to walk the steps up, too. That was your mom in the store with you, yes?
Yes.
You look like her.
Why, thank you.
How do you fix your salmon, Mrs. Norton?
I don't know yet. That's quite advanced cooking for me. I haven't gotten much beyond steak and chops. I'll look it up, though.
The first time I bring salmon home, Fritz tells me he don't like salmon. I make it into beautiful salmon mousse, and now Fritz, he likes it.
Oh, I suppose I'll just boil mine or something. I'll add a little parsley. I always add parsley to everything.
I show you how to make a mousse of it, if you like.
Oh, would you? We'd have to do it before my husband comes home. I wouldn't want him to know before he ate it that anyone helped me with it. Oh, I'll tell him later in the evening.
I always used to tell Fritz everything too late in the evening.
You know, the later it gets, the harder it is to have a secret. Wait, I have my key right here.
Mr. Norton, he likes salmon?
I don't know yet. It's one of the things we haven't discussed.
He likes it the way I show you how.
Shh! What is wrong?
I hear a noise in the kitchen.
Your husband, maybe.
I don't expect him home till 5:30. It's only 4:30 now. Hear it?
I hear. Come, we go downstairs and get Fritz.
Who's out there? What are you whispering for?
David, it's you. It's Mr. Norton.
I go now, then. You want me to help you make salmon mousse? You call me. I leave the packages of the chair.
Thanks. Goodbye, Bertha.
What are you doing so home so early? Come on into the kitchen so I don't have to shout.
Why, you shout beautifully. What are you doing home so early? You feel all right?
I feel fine. I came home to see my wife.
David, you sure you're feeling well?
I feel fine. Can a man have a glass of water in this house? Where's Mother?
Oh, probably at home. I'll have a glass of water, too.
Here you are.
Good water. I left her at the corner.
Who'd I hear you talking to out there?
Out where?
In the living room.
Oh, did you hear voices?
I most certainly did.
Poor man. This is what a month of marriage does to him. He thinks he hears voices.
Well, who are you talking to now?
You.
Oh. If you put those two packages down, I'll give you a kiss for being an understanding wife.
You will? Fine. What do I understand?
Doesn't make any difference.
Guess what we're having for dinner tonight?
Steak.
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
Well, there's Salisbury, hamburger, Swiss, and just steak.
I don't like the buildup. Come clean. What kind are we having?
Salmon steak with spinach.
Adding insult to injury. I don't like salmon, and I despise spinach. I'm proud of it.
Why?
Because if I liked it, I'd eat it, and I hate it.
Salmon is brain food.
I'm smart enough, but I'll eat it. It'll be spinach, and I say...
No, wait a minute. Don't jump to conclusions. You know what's going to happen to that salmon steak? And anyway, it was a special. I'm saving all kinds of money. It's good for our budget.
Oh, and when did we start that?
This afternoon with the salmon steak. Only it's going to turn into a beautiful mousse like Cinderella.
Look, let's start the budget and the salmon tomorrow. Oh, what do you say? Okay?
Okay.
I finished my work at the office early, and I came home to take you out to dinner, my lady. We're going to celebrate.
Celebrate? What are we going to celebrate?
Now, Claudia, does there always have to be a reason for celebrating?
Not with us, David. But what about the salmon?
The salmon? I know. We'll keep it for tomorrow. Maybe I can learn to like it by then.
And maybe I can learn to cook it by then. Oh, darling, you're so nice.
All All story material used in this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. You've noticed that in every crowd, there's one person who adds fun and sparkle to all the parties and get-togethers. An evening just wouldn't be complete without him, any more than it would be complete without the frosty refreshment of delicious Coca-Cola. There's more Coca-Cola now, so whenever you're planning a friendly gathering, why not ask your grocer for a case of Coke? Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.